This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Landon Engelman and Adam Lyons back set to return for Nokomis. The football is teed up at the 40-yard line. This field goes north to south. The Skins will be going south here in the opening quarter. Josh Lachey has it teed up, and we are just about set for the postseason in 2019. And here we go. Right foot put to it. Drove down deep down the heart of the field over the head of Lyons into the end zone for a touchback. That is an impressive kick to start the ball game.
So they got a kicker that obviously can kick a long field goal if need be. Seen him warm up a little bit. He definitely has a good leg.
Has the wind at his back. The wind's only about 6 miles an hour, but that thing was struck solidly and driven straight down the middle of the field through the end zone for the touchback. So here comes Alex Pacetti and Nokomis. And boy, when you start on the road, Carl, you love to get the football first, come out and establish your will.
No doubt. You got to at least move the football down the field a little bit. Get a few first downs.
I formation behind Pacetti under center. They will hand it to the fullback running left and picking up a few yards on the play. That was Jansen on the carry. Gets out across the 20 to about the 23. It'll set up third and about seven. Or second and about seven, excuse me, for Nokomis. Just underway, opening quarter, 2A playoffs. Tassetti back under center. Jansen the lone tailback, double wing set. They will hand it, run end around, looking for a little seam as Engelman. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to be thrown for a loss back inside the 20 as Oakwood showed some speed there and did not allow Engelman to turn the corner. Loss of four. That ball marked back inside the 20 at the 19. That's going to be third and long for the Skins. Just underway. Oakwood trying to force a three and out here to start the ball game. Tossetti will come under center. Jansen is the deep back. Double wing set. They will motion Lyons. They will give to Lyons. Running left. Bounces outside. He's got a little bit of room, but then Oakwood there quickly to shut it off. And a short gain for Adam Lyons. And Nokomis is going to have to punt. No gain on the play. Going to be fourth and long for Nokomis. Carl, that was a play. It looked like Lyons might have had a lane, but were they marked? Sure. Not, it might have actually lost the yard.
Well, he didn't gain any. He ran a long ways, Tim, to gain nothing. And, yeah, we've noticed Oakwood has quick defense.
Pacetti back to punt. It's a low kick down the middle of the field. It's going to take a bounce, fielded at the 50 by Brady Howard. Howard running left, gets past one tackle, just tripped up, got him by the shoelaces that time, did Cooper Bertolino. So now the Nokomis defense will come onto the field for the first time, and Oakwood has good field position after the defense forced Nokomis three and out. They will start at the Nokomis 41-yard line. Defensively for Nokomis, Quentin Jamison, Gavin Vincent, Kester Cook, and Brayston Brummett on the defensive line. Derek Bell, Ryan Jansen, Adam Lyons, Dylan Hayes, Isaac Satterley are the backers as they will start on the ground. Will the Comets bouncing off of tacklers and plowing straight ahead is Colby Smiley, and he is inside of the Nokomis 35 down to the 34, gain of seven. Alex Tassetti and Connor Overby are the defensive backs for Nokomis. Rhett Harrison is the Comet quarterback. We heard Colby Smiley there. Gavin Klaus and Jack Carey also starting in the backfield. Kate Anderson, Josh Young are the wideouts after a 7-yard pickup on first down. Three backs in the backfield under center. They will pitch to the right. This is Klaus. He is shut off. Now cuts it back inside. Puts his foot on the ground. Gets inside the 30. Down to the 29. And he'll have enough for an Oakwood first down. Picked up five on the play. On the offensive front for Oakwood, right tackle Grady Trees, right guard Josh Nunez. The center is Riley Walker. The left guard is Lane Bensel. And the left tackle is Cade Borden. Now Oakwood does what Nokomis was unable to do, move the chains on their first possession. 9:05 for the opening quarter. Oakwood under center. Harrison, the ball's on the ground, and Nokomis is on top. The quarterback center exchange went awry, and Ryan Jansen, Johnny on the spot, comes up with the fumble. So after two good runs to pick up a first down, Nokomis' defense pounces on the fumble.
Don't think that was a forced fumble. It was more of just a bad snap and connection with the quarterback.
It's one of those things, Carl, you take it for granted so often. The quarterback center exchange when you're under center wasn't a shotgun snap.
Right. It was just left there, basically.
Well, after Nokomis went three and out, defense gets a fumble right back on the field. Comes the offense. Tassetti under center, two backs in the backfield. Alex will give it off to, I think that's Lyons, nowhere to go as Oakwood shuts it down quickly. So that's four runs, Carl, and not much to show for it.
Pretty much, yeah. No gain before, so trying to get something going here for the Redskins are.
Well, second and nine. They did give McGain of one out to the 31 there. Clock running 8.5 minutes for the opening quarter. There's nothing quite like playoff football. Oakwood experienced it last year. This group of Nokomis players has never experienced it, so it might take them a little while to get settled into the ball game. Double wing set as Tassetti will give it off to Lyons. Wants to run left. He's hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. As at least early, Carl, Oakwood's defensive line is controlling things.
They are indeed, Tim, and they're, if you notice, they're all gang tackling. There's not just one, two, or three. There ends up being four or five of them in on the tackle.
And when you're dealing with a run team like Nokomis, that gang tackling becomes a problem because you can make one guy miss, but you can't make five miss.
No, you cannot.
Third and 11 now for Nokomis. I formation behind Tassetti. Alex, he's going to do a little play action. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to plant. Wants to throw. Nowhere to go. Pulls it down. Back pedals. He's going to throw deep. And it is caught! It is caught! Coming back to the football, Matthew Hill. Good for a first down out across in the Comas 40 at the 42. A gain of 13. And, Carl, that was a great job by Hill to come back to the football. But the athleticism of Tassetti keeping that play alive.
That was the key to the play as he couldn't find a receiver early and just had to keep eluding tacklers and finally just threw a ball to a Hill who was coming back to the ball. That was the key.
Well, a lot of times when the quarterback has to pull the ball down like that, it doesn't end well, but it ended very well for Nokomis. I formation, Tossetti. He will give it straight up the gut and out across the 45 to the 46 on the carry that time. Went with Jake Watson. Gain of four. 7 minutes for the first quarter. And, Carl, sometimes a big pass play like that can settle a team down.
Yes, and right there was, well, their best run of the game so far.
I formation, Lyons is the tailback. Watson is the fullback. Tassetti under center. He's going to run left. Might have been a busted play. He's going to keep it himself. Gets outside. Gets to the midfield marker. And he's out of bounds on the far sideline where Nokomis is stationed. White jerseys, black pants, red helmets for Nokomis. All purple look for Oakwood here tonight. They've got a purple O right at midfield for Oakwood. And Tassetti gets another Nokomis first down as he's at the Comet 48-yard line. That was a gain of six. And Carl, I'm not sure if that was a straight option keeper or not. It looked like he wanted to hand off, and it wasn't there.
Don't know if it was for a fake or the play was just a little busted. And he made the most of it either way.
We've seen the athleticism of Tassetti already, the ability to keep that pass play alive that converted on the big pass play, and then that play right there with his legs on the keeper. First and 10, Nokomis. They will motion the man, Matthew Hill, right to left. They slip it up right inside with Watson, and he takes a big lick. The ball came out. Are they going to say the runner was down? They will. Boy, that was a big-time hit after a gain of three as Watson was full steam ahead, and then a perfect form tackle stopped him right in his tracks.
So Watson so far been the best on the ground. He's picked up 7 yards for Nokomis. Otherwise, most of the yards have come from the quarterback, be it throwing or running.
Second and seven, I formation for Nokomis and Tassetti. Alex will hand it off straight ahead, and that is Lyons, I think, on the carry. Not much there. Nope, it was Jansen. No, it was Lyons. It was Adam Lyons on the carry. Picked up a couple of yards down to the 43. With this Oakwood defense, you can tell very sound fundamentally with the tackling. third and five. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Nokomis went three and out the first time they had the football. Oakwood picked up a first down, then fumbled, and now Nokomis on the move. Pacetti hard count, almost got Oakwood to come off sides. Play clock at 10, third and five, and Tassetti gets the snap away, hands it off. Nothing there for Matthew Hill. He was hit at the line of scrimmage and no gain on the play. And the first big decision of the night belongs to Paul Watson. Fourth and five, do you go? I think you probably do. This is one of the tough spots in a playoff game, though, Carl. If you go for it and don't get it, momentum stalls, obviously. If you punt, you could play the field position game.
Yes, you can, and they could go for a punt here, but it looks like they're going to go for the first down. At least go for the fake.
Try the hard count.
See. Yeah, that almost worked the last play.
It's fourth and five for Nokomis. Ball marked at Oakwood's 43-yard line. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. A fast-moving quarter, as we suspected it might be, with the style of both these clubs. Can the Skins pick it up? Tassetti going to roll to his right. Throws it out in the flat. The catch is made and close but short of the first down. They threw it to Watson out in the flat and a nice open field tackle made there by Colby Smiley to keep Nokomis 2 yards shy of a first down. That was a good play, Carl. That's the better tackle on Oakwood's part.
Yeah, I mean, that you can't fault the call. It's a good play. You get a speedy receiver, throw it to him, a short little pass, but hopefully he's going to gain that extra 2 yards. He just could not get to it, though.
Had to make one guy miss and couldn't do it. So now Oakwood gets the football back. Their defense holds on the four and out. The Comets pitch running right with Klaus. Klaus has a lane and a seam. He's loose at the 40. A flag comes out. Klaus down the sideline. 10-5 touchdown, but I think this is coming back. The flag was well down the field, so it'll be a big gain for Klaus, but not a touchdown. The flag is resting at Nokomis' 40. Great blocking at the point of attack that time by Oakwood, sprung Klaus, but then down the field, there was a hold. And that will take the touchdown off the board. They will step off from the Nokomis 40, 10-yard penalty to midfield. So it'll be first down and 10. After a pickup of about 10, actually officially 11, went from his own 39 to midfield. Harrison comes back under center, two backs. He motions one out of the backfield. They're going to pitch and run left this time. It's Klaus again hitting the backfield and dropped. Nice tackle made back there by Isaac Satterley. Back across midfield, down at the Oakwood 49. Boy, and Satterley got right off of his block that time, went low, and got his man down. Second and 11 for Oakwood, 3:45 for the opening quarter. No score. Skins have had it twice. Punted and turned over on downs. Oakwood, second time they've had the ball, they fumbled their opening possession. Had a touchdown called back on their second possession because of a hold. Harrison will pitch to the right. That is Smiley, makes a man miss, and then is brought down at the Nokomis 46-yard line. Connor Overby with the stop there. Gain of five. It'll set up third down and about six for Oakwood with 3:15 for the opening quarter. 50 in Oakwood High School, right between Champaign and Danville. Off route 150. Play clock at 15. Rhett Harrison under center, two backs in the backfield. He will motion a man right to left across the formation. Fakes the pitch, hands it off to Smiley inside, and Nokomis closes it off. After a short gain, it'll be fourth down. Gets down to about the 44, gain of two.
Same situation Brayson, for them.
Big Brayson Brummett got in that time to shut down that run.
Fourth down territory.
Fourth yep. And three at the Nokomis 43. So Oakwood turned the Skins away. Now can Nokomis turn the Comets away? Rhett Harrison back under center. Two receivers come to the left side. Three backs in the backfield. They will pitch left with Klaus. Probing, looking. He's at the 40 and Boy, that's going to be close. Depends on the spot. I think he got it, Carl.
Yeah, he's right on the 40. He would have it.
He didn't get it by much, but enough to move the chains. It'll be first and 10, Oakwood. Nathan Okomis, 40. He didn't get it by much. 2:01 for the opening quarter. No score here. Opening round of the 2A playoffs. Well, now there's some confusion. They want a measurement. They changed the down marker, but never moved the chains. Now they're going to come out and measure. And what a big measurement this is early, Carl. The ball's marked. The nose of the football is on the front of the 40.
Yeah.
That was on. The chain gang's on the Nakoma sideline. I don't know if they asked for it. And they stretch it out. And they got it by the nose of the football. Think about Gene's territory years ago. Got out the index card.
Yeah.
And put it down to measure. That might have been required there. It'll be first and 10, 450 in Oakwood. At the Nakoma's 40. Just barely. Think about the sequence there. Nakoma's on fourth down. Runs a nice little screen pass. Great open field tackle. Shuts him down. And now Oakwood picks it up by the nose of the football on fourth down. Rhett Harrison comes under center. 105 seconds for the opening quarter. No score. And Nakoma's jumped off socks. That was Derek Bell. Little jumpy there. And at least that didn't happen on fourth down.
No. You hate when that happens, and both teams have come up with big defensive plays. Unfortunately for Nakoma's, Oakwood got the first down, like you say, by the nose of the football. That's the only difference right now.
First and 5 for the Oakwood Comets. 90 seconds opening quarter. No score. As Harrison under center. He's going to fake the pitch. He's going to throw. Looking down the field, and it is incomplete. And the flags come out. They're going to get pass interference on Isaac Satterley. He had the coverage that time on Elijah Harden. And I don't know if that ball was necessarily catchable.
No, it wouldn't have been catchable. That's just a bad defensive play because there was no way he was catching that ball.
The pass interference penalty on Satterley. He's going to move the football down to the 30. They will mark that football just outside. Nope, right at the 20. So Oakwood into the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com. Another hard count. Nakoma's almost jumped again. Harrison fakes the handoff, rolls to his right in the flat. The catch is made. Klaus at the 5, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Right on the money, Harrison to Klaus for a 20-yard touchdown, and Oakwood strikes first at the minute 13 mark of the opening quarter.
Well, it was a pass interference that probably just shouldn't have been done by the defender at all because he couldn't catch the ball. But the official, of course, seen it, and then that set him up for that very nice pass by Oakwood to, was it the running back?
Klaus,
the running back.
Now on for the point after is Caleb Bushley. And the snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good through the north upright. With a minute 13 to play in the first quarter, Oakwood strikes first. They lead Nokomis 7-0. You're listening to the opening round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary for Oakwood. 7 plays, 39 yards, 2 minutes and 50 seconds. A 20-yard touchdown from Rhett Harrison to Gavin Klaus. The extra point good, 7-0 Oakwood. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carthenville since 1854. Another deep kickoff picked up just shy of the goal line, and then a nice return out across the 25. I think that was Nolan Ernst on the return. And, boy, Oakwood's got a... They got a kicker.
They do have a kicker. Sitting warming up, and, of course, he boomed the first one in the end zone. That one to the end zone.
But a nice return for Nokomis to get it out to the 25. We saw the Skins have a little bit of success the last time they had the football. After they went three and out their first possession, they find themselves trailing 7-0. I formation to Setti. Will hand it off straight ahead, and again, not much there as Oakwood's defense very stingy. They're going to give him 2 yards out to the 27. That was straight ahead with Jansen that time. And when you're a running team, Carl, and you're getting shut down early, sometimes it can become a little bit frustrating. They just need one good block up front to spring somebody.
Picking up a few yards here and there, but nothing consistent.
DeSetti will pitch to Lyons. Lyons tries to make a guy miss, can't do it. He's shut down. Smiley there on the stop, and also Riley Walker. That's a loss of one back to the 26.
That's that good pursuit of Oakwood, Tim. They're very good on all these pitches. They've got four or five guys on them.
And that's going to be the final play.
Yeah, maybe some misdirection. Get them all going one way and do a reverse. You might be able to burn this team.
That will be the final play of the first quarter. After the opening 12 minutes, 50 in Oakwood leads Nokomis 7-0. We're back with the second quarter in this Class 2A opening round playoff game on WQSMI. Along with Carl DeBart, Tim Mize back here at 50 in Oakwood High School. One quarter in the books. Oakwood leading Nokomis 7-0. Skins facing 3rd and 8 from their own 26. Tassetti going to pass. Again, has to run around. Just lobs it down the field and incomplete. Off his back foot. Got it out to about the Nokomis 45, but that's going to bring up 4th down. He was throwing that ball with the wind at his back, but it just kind of hung up there.
Yeah. That one was in danger zone of being picked.
Nokomis has had the ball 3 times now, a 3 and out, had a nice drive after they recovered a fumble, eventually turned it over on downs at the Oakwood 41, and now another 3 and out as Tossetti set to punt it away from inside his own 15-yard line. Snap is good. Oh, Tossetti bobbles the snap, able to get the kick away, though a low line drive kick. It's going to bounce at the 40. Picked up there by Young. He will return to the 50-yard line, and he is down there. Good job by Alex Tassetti to get that football away on a cold night. It was a good snap, just bounced right off his hands. And we know he's got good hands, Carl, from the basketball court and the baseball diamond.
It was a good play by getting it off because, boy, that was had disaster written all over it when he dropped that football.
Once you drop the ball, where the ball ends up, as long as it goes off your foot, it doesn't much matter. And he got a pretty good kick away considering. Nice return, though, from Young, Josh Young. He returns it to the Nokomis 48-yard line. Rhett Harrison under center. They will hand it to Klaus straight up the middle, and he carries down inside the Nokomis 45 to the 44 for a pickup of 4. Nokomis lucky to be down just 7, it feels like, Carl. Oakwood has taken some pretty big chunks of yards here.
Well, turnover helps on the opening drive of Oakwood because they did 2 plays, had a first down, looked good, and all of a sudden, boom, Nokomis had the ball. Almost need those breaks sometimes, get momentum going your way.
Red Harrison under center, 11 minutes for the first half. 2nd and 6 for Oakwood. Nokomis crowding the line of scrimmage, trying to time the snap count. Klaus gets loose. A nice carry. He has first down yardage for the Oakwood Comets inside the 35 at the 34, a gain of 10. That time Nokomis brought pressure off the edge, Carl, but Oakwood ran right into it. So the pressure was behind the football.
Yeah, the pressure got beyond line of scrimmage where the running back was, which led to a big hole for Klaus.
And Klaus has been a handful here in the early stages for Nokomis. Skins in the playoffs for the first time since 2014. Oakwood was in the postseason last year, lost a tough game in the first round to Pena. They went 7-2 this year, did Oakwood, after a 5-4 campaign a year ago. From the Nokomis 34, now Harrison pulls back, and we will get a timeout as the play clock was down to 3. 10-18 for the first half. Oakwood on the move again. They lead Nokomis 7-0. We'll come back to 50 in Oakwood High School following these messages on WQSMI. Following the Oakwood timeout, they have it 1st and 10 at Nokomis' 34-yard line. Red Harrison back under center, motions the man Smiley to the right. They will run that way with Klaus. Handful of jersey and slung to the turf. Nicely done out there in the flat. That was a good play made by Derek Bell.
He got a hold of him and didn't let go, because I don't think Bell's near as fast as Klaus, but he didn't let go of him.
Well, he had a good handful of that jersey. It separated his jersey from his shoulder pads and then just slung him down with one hand, but not before he picked up three. 9:45 for the first half. And Carl, that play right there kind of indicates what Oak was doing at the line of scrimmage. A play like that still gains three.
Right. They have been winning the battle at the line of scrimmage because almost every one of their runs seems to gain 3 to 4 yards when it's even a good defensive
Harrison,
play.
Harrison, Moshe Smalley to the right. Fake the pitch. They're going to throw, and that was incomplete. Almost went right to Tassetti. He underthrew Tassetti by about 4 yards, but Alex was the closest player to that football. It'll bring up 3rd and 7. Alex has said he has good ball skills back there for Nokomis. Has 3 picks on the year. 4 interceptions on the year for Tassetti. 3rd and 7. Got to figure 4-down territory for Oakwood here. 9:29 for the first half. They will fake the cross. They give to Smalley. Hurdles a man in the backfield, and he gets close to the first down. He did a heck of a job, Carl. He could have been brought down for a loss, but jumped over a man in the backfield who was already on the ground, and he's going to be short by about a yard of first down yardage. He got 6 when he needed 7. It'll be 4th and 1 yard from Nokomis' 25. 9 minutes for the first half. Oakwood leading Nokomis 7-0. Oakwood picked up a 4th down, their last possession en route to a touchdown. Nokomis was denied a 4th down conversion earlier in the half. 3 backs in the backfield, lined across the 30-yard line,
oh,
and now Oakwood
jumped.
Moves. Their right guard jumped. Mm-hmm. He was antsy. They must have been running his way.
They probably were, but that is a very costly 5 yards.
So instead of 4th and 1, it'll be 4th and 6. Most likely doesn't change the decision for Oakwood, but it might change the play,
most likely. Or you could go for any run up the middle for a yard. It's pretty tough to get 6 yards that way.
8:40 for the half. Big spot in the ball game here. 4th and 6 for the Nokomis 30. Harrison kind of faked the pass, rolls to the right, looking in the flat, throws behind his man. Did he catch it? Sliding back, no.
Nope.
And Oakwood will turn it over on downs. He had a man open in the flat, but he threw it behind him. The receiver tried to make the adjustment. He came back to the football, but he could not keep it off the turf. And Nokomis' defense holds.
Definitely the biggest defensive stance they've had. That one right there, Tim. See if they can get some momentum from that on the offensive side.
No doubt. And the false start penalty proves to be huge on that drive right there. Instead of 4th and 1, it was 4th and 6. The pass falls incomplete. Now Nokomis has the football for the 4th time. See if they can get something going. 8:25 for the first half. Just a 7-0 ball game here. Oakwood on top. A 20-yard touchdown from Harrison to Klaus. They're going to run left with Lyons. Adam Lyons puts his foot in the ground, makes a man miss, drags a couple of would-be tacklers out across the 35 to about the 38. Nice gain on first down. Nokomis' best gain on first down of the night. They're going to mark him at the 37-yard line. No, they gave him the 38. It'll be 2nd and about 3. And when you're a running team, Carl, that first down play is so critical.
Yes.
And for the first time tonight, Nokomis gets a nice chunk on first down. 2nd and 3, Tassetti under center. Motions a man across the formation. That's Matthew Hill. They handed right up the gut. That's good for Nokomis' first down. Ryan Jansen carries out to the 45 for a gain of 7. And a back like Jansen, you just got to get him going. He can wear on you as the game moves along, nearing 1,000 yards for the season. Jansen, 6 foot, 205 pounds. 7:25 for the first half. And that's always important, Carl, after your defense makes a stand, to at least get a first down and try to keep some momentum rolling.
Gee, that. Now let's see if they can shoot out for a couple more.
Double wing set for Nokomis. Tassetti motions a man. We've got whistles before. The Skins want to talk it over. Paul Watson takes a timeout. 7:08 for the first half. 50 and Oakwood leading Nokomis 7-0. Skins have the football with 7:08 for the first half. You're listening to the first round of the 2A playoffs on WQ. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins have the football first and 10 at their own 45-yard line, trailing 7-0, 7:08 for the first half. Tassetti will hand it off. Lions running left, gets through one tackle, makes another man miss, and he'll be down at the 48-yard line. Three hard-fought yards there for Adam Lions, the 5'9", 170-pound senior. He was hit in the backfield, bounced off that. See if we can get the Nokomis power running game going a little bit here. Fast-moving game, and this is, you know, with these styles, Carl, low-possession ball game.
Right. Clock moves pretty quick on running games.
6.5 for the first half. 7-0 Oakwood. Double wing set for Tassetti under center. Motions Lions. Fakes to Lions. Tassetti keeps himself, and he is in trouble in the backfield. Oakwood was not fooled. They stayed at home on the backside and got Tassetti down. Josh Young throws it for a loss back to the 46, lost two on the play. When you run that fake to the left, Carl, you expect the defense to suck in a little bit, but
right.
Tassetti had nowhere to go.
The defense did not leave its post, unfortunately, and it was right there to greet him. Steady, like you say, one man right in his face and another coming. He had nowhere to go.
And we've seen that here from Oakwood in the first half. Boy, they stay in their lanes.
A lot of negative and 0 yards on the rushing game so far. Nokomis looked better on this drive, but that one really hurts. Makes it tough to run on a third and long.
Third and 9 to Seti. He's going to pass straight back, has a little pressure, flush to his left. He's going to throw. Catch is made by Jansen, a big-time hit. Then the ball is jarred loose. Boy, what a hit that time from Colby Smiley. Jansen caught it, had to reach up for it. As soon as he turned around, he took it right in the chin, and he's a little slow to get up.
Would have been a good 3 yards short, Tim. I believe the first down, maybe four. So most likely still punt from being that far back.
Couple of big shots on Nokomis here in the first half. And, Carl, going back to that last third down play, sometimes in a big game, it's easy to get out of your lane, forget your assignment. But
right.
So far, Oakwood doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Tassetti set to punt. He's going to roll rugby style, gets a good kick away. It's going to be muffed down there at about the 20-yard line, picked up by Young, running to his right, and he tries to leap, and he's hit in midair and driven down. Good coverage on the Nokomis special teams. Matthew Hill with a nice play there. Actually, Isaac Satterley with the play.
Well, the Redskins defense, you got to give them a lot of credit. They've kept them in this ball game, just trailing 7-0.
Ball is spotted at the 20, so Nokomis does play a little bit of field position there. And as you said, Carl, down just 7 points. And you can see maybe the offense finding their footing ever so slightly, but this Oakwood defense has been very stingy here in the first half. Here's Klaus again. He's been a handful, dragging the pile out to the 30-yard line. He's right at the sticks, probably has another Oakwood first down. And Carl, an impressive young tailback, Gavin Klaus, just a sophomore. But right now, Nokomis doesn't have an answer for him.
No, he's already picked up 46 yards in this game and just 5 carries.
And he has the touchdown. It was a 20-yard touchdown reception from Rhett Harrison. That came with the minute 13 mark of the first quarter. That's the game's only points so far. 5 minutes for the first half. Harrison back under center. He will fake the handoff. They're going to give it to Jack Carey for the first time. He's down the left side. Tries to throw on the brakes, loses his footing. And he will be marked down inside the 40 at about the 38. Another pickup of about 8 yards on first down. Oakwood will get the football to start the second half. So this is a very important drive for Nokomis' defense. Clock running quickly here in the first half. You can't give up points at the end of the first half and then let Oakwood get the football back to start the third quarter. Second and just 1. Harrison tripped on the handoff. Now
down.
The play's busted. Nokomis giving chase. Harrison going to throw late, and it is dropped. Boy, he almost made something out of nothing right there. A flag on the play. Harrison wanted to hand it off, slipped on the way, and that was a busted play, Carl. So there could be all sorts of things going wrong for Oakwood here. And yeah, ineligible downfield, which on a busted play, not surprising.
Right. They're thinking run, and they're going downfield to block.
So that will stop the clock with 4:18 for the first half as they will step the penalty off and move the football back inside Oakwood's 35 at the 34. Oakwood needs the 40 for a first down. Second and six for Oakwood. 4:18 for the first half. As Harrison comes back under center. Full house backfield for Harrison. He will fake the handoff. He's going to set up and throw. Lobs it down the left. Oh, the defender fell down to the back pedal and loose. That's Smiley. 20, 10, and he is down. No, he's loose. Spins away. Touchdown. Wow. Wow. Colby Smiley. Matthew Wells. Check that Isaac Satterley fell down in the back pedal. And then Smiley was wide open down the sideline. And Carl, then he made a series of moves inside the 10-yard line. Spun away from the last defender into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, a bad break. The defender falling down. He was right with him at the time of the throw.
A 66-yard touchdown. 4:03 for the first half. On for the extra point try. The snap is high. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. A back-breaking touchdown for Nokomis at the 4:03 mark of the first half. 50 at Oakwood leads Nokomis 14-0. You're listening to the second round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary. Four plays, 80 yards in 80 seconds. A 66-yard touchdown from Rhett Harrison to Colby Smiley. And it was impressive from Smiley at the end of that run. Extra point good. 14-0 Oakwood. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings drive summary in Carlinville since 1854. Little squib kick down the middle of the field. It's going to roll all the way inside the 25-yard line. Picked up there by Lyons, and Lyons still on his feet, bounces outside at the 35. He's going to look to make a man miss, cuts up field, and he's out across the 40 to about the 43. A nice return from Adam Lyons there with 3:51 to play in the first half. And Carl, on that touchdown, Isaac Satterley had the coverage. The ball was lobbed up, and Satterley right in a back pedal just slipped.
Yeah, he's probably seen the ball and was thinking, oh, this is up for grabs.
He would have had a chance to
pick.
He
went down, and that just made an easy catch for Smiley of the Oakwood.
And then you won't see a better series of moves at the end of that run.
No.
Than Smiley put on. Can Nokomis get something at the end of the half here? Eye formation behind Tosetti. Tosetti will hand it off to Lyons. Lyons breaks free at the 45 of Oakwood, and he's going to be slowed up and eventually stopped at the Oakwood 41-yard line. Gain of 16. So a nice play there. Good blocking up front from Nokomis. 3:42 for the first half. Clock stops as they reset the chains. Skins in this ball game. They've had some things.
Haven't been consistent.
No.
They have a good series or two. Get a first down, two first downs in a row, and then something goes bad. And it just kind of kills the drive so far.
Can they answer back against the big play? Eye formation again. Jansen the first back. Lyons the second back. Tosetti will give to Lyons. Lyons running left, and he's brought down after a one-yard gain to the Oakwood 40. Clock will run 3:10 for the first half. The athletic director here at 50 and Oakwood is none other than John Odell.
That's right, classmate of mine.
We're going to have John up with us here at halftime for a few minutes. He's busy tonight, obviously, but...
Yeah, a little busy.
But he grew up, of course, listening to WSMI, coach at Hillsboro, coach at Morrisonville, and, yep, went to school with Carl, survived that somehow.
Yeah. John would have been a good basketball player if he didn't wait till his senior year to grow his last 4 inches, or after his senior year.
Oh, after, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hand off to Jansen right up the middle. Ryan Jansen fighting hard down to the 35. 2.5 minutes for the first half.
Got Lyons again?
No, that was Jansen. That
Jansen
time.
That time, okay. Haven't seen as much Jansen. Lyons has been doing the lion's share of the running.
Third and four for Nokomis. 2:10 for the first half. Ball spotted at Oakwood's 35-yard line. This is as deep as Nokomis has been in Oakwood territory. They got down to the Comet 41-yard line on their second drive before turning it over on downs. Tosetti will hand it off This good is run, Lyons yeah. again, and nothing there. He almost wound up on his head.
He had to make a good move to get to the line of scrimmage, Tim.
Gained just 1 yard on the play.
He was going to lose a yard, made a good move, but it's still nowhere to go.
100 seconds for the first half. 14-0, 50 in Oakwood with the lead. A 20-yard touchdown from Harrison to Klaus at the minute 13 mark of the first quarter. Then a 66-yard touchdown at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter from Harrison to Smiley. Fourth and three now for Nokomis. They turned it over on downs early in the first quarter. Now late in the first half, they'll go again. Pacetti will hand to Jansen, slips it right up the gut, and he's right at the sticks. I think he's got the first down at the 31. We might get another measure in here. That's going to be close. We will get a measurement in 71 seconds for the first half. They spotted that ball maybe a half yard further back than I was anticipating the spot to come. We'll see if that plays a factor here in the measurement. We've seen more measurements than I probably might have seen all year long total.
I think so. One's been about the max of any game. This will be two in this game alone in the first half.
So the chain gang is out. They will stretch it, and this is going to be real close. And short. Yep. A chain link short. Wow. Wow. Oakwood picked up a first down by that margin earlier in the ball game, and now Nokomis comes up a chain link short late in the first half. Oh, boy.
And like you say, the mark is off. You can see that in pro games where you think, well, the mark's right there. It's a few inches here or there.
Well,
boy, right there, 1 inch would have made a big difference.
Yeah, spotting of the football is not an exact science.
Oh, no, it is not. Not on any level. So.
71 seconds for the first half. Now Nokomis' defense has to keep Oakwood out of the end zone here. Harrison comes under center. He's going to do a little pump action. He's going to throw it down towards the middle of the field, and it's going to get pass interference. The ball's picked off by Satterley, but we're going to get pass interference on Nokomis. A lot of hand fighting going on there between Satterley and Young. And Satterley had his hands all over before the ball arrived. Paul Watson don't like it, but I think we're going to get pass interference on Nokomis. If not, it's an interception. The Skins have the ball back at the Oakwood 47-yard line.
Well, I don't think we're going to have offensive.
No, pass interference on Nokomis. 66 seconds for the first half. Second pass interference call of the half on Nokomis. 14-0. Oakwood leading Nokomis here.
Yeah, that's a play. I think both players were actually doing plenty of pushing and shoving, but you almost always go with the defensive guys at fault. So
when in doubt, blame the defense.
Blame the defense.
So the ball will be spotted at the Oakwood 46-yard line.
And Nokomis wants to definitely keep them from gaining another score in this half.
Harrison back under center. Nokomis crowding the line of scrimmage. They will pitch to Klaus, running to the short side of the field right, and he is brought down inbounds after a short gain. They'll give him one to the 47. Into the final minute now of the first half, and Oakwood is going to take a timeout. 55.2 seconds for the first half. 50 at Oakwood leading Nokomis 14-0. You're listening to the first round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI. Play action to Klaus out of the timeout. Now Harrison leaks out the backside. He's got a first down, and he's out of bounds at the Nokomis 40-yard line. Gain of 13 on the play. And when you have a tailback like Klaus have that type of success in the first half, Carl, the defense is going to bite on the fake to him.
They will indeed.
46.
Quarterback's first game of the or first run of the this half, but he picks up a first down and puts him in pretty good field position.
46 and a half seconds for the first half.
I think one timeout.
One timeout left for Oakwood from the Nokomis 40. Play clock at 15. Plenty of time there as they're at the line of scrimmage. Harrison will pitch to Smiley. It's going to be a halfback pass. He's going to load up, throw short, and it is intercepted by Lyons with 40 seconds for the half. Here comes Lyons out across the 30. Now he fumbles the football.
Wow.
It's still loose. And I think Oakwood got back on top. Oh, boy, they did. Wow, they're going to gain 10 yards on the play. Lions trying to make something special happen at the end of the half. Gets the interception and then fumbles on the return. It looked like he had dove back on top of the football, but it squirted out. And then Oakwood gets on top. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Boy, just one of those plays. Well, if you can't go all the way, you only got 30 seconds left, Tim. If he just would have gone down, Nokomis would run the clock out and regroup.
And that's what happens when your offense is struggling to score the points. You try to make something happen in other aspects. What a play that was. Here is Klaus. Nope, carry straight up the gut, and he is slung down to the turf inside of the 20 at the 16, a gain of 14. And Oakwood has entered the Seavers equipment red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Clock running 18 seconds for the first half. Harrison will clock the football with 14.3. Man, Carl, what a big play that is. You think you've got the interception, and you did have the interception.
You do have the interception, but unfortunately you end up with a turnover yourself.
Comas has forced two turnovers in the half, but they give one back right there, and it could prove to be costly. Second and 10 for Oakwood as they are at the 16-yard line of Nokomis with 14.3 seconds to play in the first half. And now the Skins want to talk it over. 50 and Oakwood leading Nokomis 14 to nothing. We'll come back to this 2A first-round playoff game following these messages on WUSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at 50 and Oakwood High School. 14.3 seconds for the first half. Oakwood leading 14 to nothing and looking for more. It appeared Nokomis had ended the drive after Adam Lyons came up with an interception, but on the run back, trying to get extra yardage, ball jarred loose. He dove on top of it. It squirted free, and Oakwood recovered. Actually wound up gaining 10 yards on the interception slash fumble.
Did indeed.
Now it's second and 10 for Oakwood from Nokomis' 16-yard line. They will pitch right. That is Smiley. He's got the corner, lowers his shoulder, and he is down to the pylon. A flag comes out late.
Kind of late. Yeah.
Late flag.
Unless he's just trying to get to the spot to mark a hold. I don't know why we, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a hold.
That's why.
On Oakwood, yep.
They had the flag out, but he had to get closer to get it to where the hold happened, which will be where they mark the 10 yards back.
The run would have taken it down to about the 1 yard line, which is 7 seconds for the half. Now the holding penalty is going to push Oakwood back. They'll mark the ball at the 25-yard line. Just 7 seconds for the first half. Oakwood will get the football to start the third quarter. Oakwood's going to take their final timeout. Hey, don't get to take them with you. You might as well use them. 7.1 seconds for the first half. Oakwood leading 14 to nothing. They will have the ball at the Nokomis 25-yard line, second and 10, when we come back following these messages on WUSMI. Following the timeout, 7 seconds for the half. Ball spotted at Nokomis' 25. Harrison rolling right, looking in zone, and that is intercepted. Picked off there by Connor Overby. Overby down the sideline, and he's run out of bounds, and that'll be the final play of the first half. So two interceptions on the same drive.
Hard to imagine that, but that'll end this first half. And one thing the Nokomis defense did was keep them this, give them a chance here to come back in the second half.
Similar to that Wood River game, I would say, in the first half. They were down 14-0 there at the half, and now they find themselves, thanks to the defense, down just two scores. And we have, perhaps, I don't know if that's a late-hit penalty out of bounds, Carl, and if that's the case, Tacoma should get a snap, right? Even though it's not a defensive penalty. But they were on an interception return. Now they're going to call a block in the back on Nokomis. So that will be the final play of the first half. But a good job by the Nokomis defense to keep them in this ball game. Or they called out before the interception. Are they going to give the ball to Oakwood still? No, it's going to be.
Can't really do that. It's
no.
Blocking the back on the return. Unless that was, yeah, before
the
interception.
Are they going to give Nokomis an untimed down? It looks like the Nokomis defense is on the field. I'm confused here at the moment. Paul Watson now talking to our referee. I did not see the signal from the official.
Well, yeah, they're giving it two.
It's Oakwood ball.
Oakwood's
ball. This is odd. Ball is spotted at the 15. They must have called pass interference on Nokomis. Paul Watson still talking to the official. Nokomis had one interception taken away from a pass interference earlier, and now this is a big one. Paul Watson still talking to the official. He is not happy over there on the far side of the field. It looked like the penalty was going to be on Oakwood on the return. The flag is still resting on the field right now, and it's going to be Oakwood football, an untimed down from the 20-yard line. Well, here we go. Harrison straight back. He's going to throw, looking in zone, and it is incomplete. Flag, no. And finally, the drive is over. That's about one of the strangest drives you will ever see, Carl.
I still can't explain that because a block in the back.
It was a pass interference is what they called.
Really?
Yeah.
That came after the interception.
It did. Very odd. But it doesn't cost Nokomis there. So the Skins keep themselves in the ballgame. Not a lot went right for Nokomis in that first half. But after two quarters, they find themselves down just two touchdowns. At the half of the opening round of the 2A playoffs, it is 50 and Oakwood leading Nokomis 14-0. We'll come back to 50 and Oakwood High School following these messages on WQSMI. Welcome back to 50 and Oakwood High School at the half. Oakwood leading Nokomis 14-0. Your halftime review provided by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. Flooring, quality furniture, mattresses, blinds, and more. Visit HeinzFurniture.com. And, Carl, that was a very strange end to the first half. Looked like Nokomis had an interception with about 40 seconds to go. Lions picked it off on the run back, fumbled, dove on top of it, it scored it free. So Oakwood recovered, actually gained 10 yards down to the Nokomis 30-yard line. The Skins then were able to hold, got a late interception on the run back, hit out of bounds, clock double zero, halves over, except pass interference called on Nokomis. So that took the interception away, gave Oakwood one untimed down. And the Skins defense was able to hold on the fade to the back corner of the end zone. But everything considered in that first half, Nokomis probably says, boys, we're in this ball game.
Yeah, you're only down by the two scores. So that's the good thing about that first half. They had some momentum on their last drive. If you call the game, first down, couple first downs, got to the 30, was one in short. And that, you know, sometimes just how they spot the ball can kill you, and that might have been one of those cases. So Nokomis showed a little sign of life on the running game, combo passing game. I think it's almost where they need to break it up a little bit with a pass down then just to keep the Oakwood honest on the defense.
A couple of big plays. You mentioned the one where they came up a chain link short of picking up first down.
Huge.
They had the football at the Oakwood 31-yard line and turned it over on downs. Didn't cost them points after that, but maybe kept them from getting points there. And then the big 66-yard touchdown. That was the big offensive play of the first half as Rhett Harrison found Smiley for a 66-yard touchdown after Isaac Satterley had slipped on the play, and that allowed Smiley to make a sensational run to the end zone to make it 14-0 here at the half. And looks like John Odell has made his way up. So Carl's going to take his headset off for a moment as we'll get back to our halftime recap in a moment with a chance to catch up with a local man, John Odell, the AD here at 50 in Oakwood, a Litchfield graduate, actually went to school, played with Carl, and he actually claims that he knows Carl. He doesn't disown Carl.
Carl's a good guy.
Carl's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
When we were getting ready for this game, John, I told Carl, I said, John Odell is the AD at Oakwood. He said, I went to school with John.
That's
he
right.
Was on the team with John. So talk a little bit kind of about your days growing up in Litchfield. As you think about that now, what was it like?
It was awesome. I mean, I still go back there all the time. Stan Horst, I see him out at Denny's eating and visit with him. Rich Lovelett, I visit with him at the coffee shop there at the bakery at U-Belts. And stay in touch with a lot of the guys when I'm back in town. So it's really awesome.
Carl and I commented earlier that coming over, the landscape, it feels a lot like back home.
It does. It does. It's a lot of corn fields, a lot of bean fields. Matter of fact, I live just about a mile and a half behind the football field here out in the middle of the corn fields and bean fields. So it's just like home. It really is.
Now, I heard you were doing a little field maintenance earlier, trying to get some of the snow off.
We had snow this morning, and finally about 10:30, quarter to 11, we were able to get out there and put the lines on and get everything ready to go. We had not done any prep on the field because of the weather this week, so it was quite a challenge, but it looks great, I think.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job hosting here tonight. Thank you very much for your hospitality. How long have you been the AD here?
This is my first year
first
as the
year,
AD.
Okay.
Yep. I spent 3 years here as a business teacher, and we moved here because my daughter is over in Indiana just on the border. So we moved up here to be with the grandkids. But I tried to get a local Nokomis person up here in Michelle Kimbrough. Most of the audience will recognize her as Shelly O'Malley. But she wouldn't come up here and talk.
Wouldn't do it, huh?
I was trying to get her to come up here, but she didn't want to do that.
You did your best. We appreciate the effort.
Yeah.
John, I appreciate a few minutes of your time. I know when you're hosting a playoff game, you got a lot of things to do as an AD. And boy, for your school, though, when you host a playoff game, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. You know, the town comes out. We usually have good crowds here anyway. You know, we're between Danville and Champaign, so it's a nice area. It's a good football area. We have a lot of teams in the playoffs, and it just brings everybody together, you know. So really enjoy the time here.
John, I know you're busy. Appreciate a few minutes of your time, and thanks for stopping by, sir.
Thank you, Tim. I really appreciate it.
John Odell, the AD here at 50 in Oakwood, and, of course, a Litchfield grad as well, a class act. We thank him very much for a few minutes of his time here this evening. We're going to take a break. We will come back to Oakwood and continue our halftime conversation following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to 50 in Oakwood High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this Class 2A first-round playoff action. Oakwood leading Nokomis 14-0. We've got a doubleheader of 3A playoff action coming up for you tomorrow right here on FM 106. Carthenville will be at Mount Carmel. They will head east. You get to Indiana, you went just a tick too far. We'll have live coverage at 1:45 tomorrow here on FM 106. Carl and I will be there in Mount Carmel. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk will be in Vandalia as the Vandals host North Mac. Live coverage at 1:45 for the 2 o'clock kick on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And the North Mac Vandalia game will be streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And every 1A game will be played tomorrow. There wasn't a single 1A game in action tonight. A lot of the bigger schools playing tonight, a lot of 7A games, a lot of 8A games, just two 2A games, a handful of 3 and 4A games, and, of course, all the 1A games tomorrow. Does Nokomis have a comeback in them? They will kick the ball away to Oakwood to begin the third quarter. It is teed up at the 40. Tassetti, one of those little mid-range onside pooches, and it'll be recovered by Oakwood out across the 35 at about the 37, and they will have good field position to start. That ball just never took any type of bounce at all.
Yeah. And that's the bad thing about football when you're trying to do those kicks. You're hoping for some screwy bounces. That just didn't happen for Nokomis.
And they almost landed flat and just died there.
So, Oakwood Comets, 188 total yards of offense. Nokomis, 73. That's something that's got to change in this half. And the defense did a good job on both sides, but, you know, Nokomis basically had to keep them in the game.
Harrison will hand it off. That is Klaus straight ahead. He's out across the 40 to about the 42, gain of 5 on first down. And this is a half crawl that's going to disappear in a hurry for Nokomis as they're down two scores here, but a low possession ball game. We've seen the defense able to come up with a couple of stops throughout the ball game here this evening. They need one right now to start the second half. Tassetti on the outside, singled up there. All the other skins crowding the line of scrimmage. They will give to Smiley running left, and Nokomis shuts it down shy of the 45 at the Oakwood 44 for a gain of 2. And here we go, right out of the gate, a third down for Oakwood. They need to get to their 48-yard line to keep the drive alive. It's going to be third and about 4. 11 minutes for the third quarter, just underway in the second half. Oakwood got a 20-yard touchdown from Harrison to Klaus late in the first quarter, then a 66-yard touchdown from Harrison to Smiley with 4 minutes to play in the first half. That's where we are, 14-0 Oakwood. They will pitch to the right to Smiley, and he is going to maybe get the first down. Yeah, he ran over Lyons. Good power finish to that run right there. Picks up the first down, a gain of five. Boy, it looked like Nakoma's had it, Carl, and then gives Smiley credit. He ran right through Adam Lyons.
It would have been an interesting call if they held him a little short till they go hard and go on fourth down, being right at midfield anyway.
Oakwood rushes to the line. First and 10 for the Comets at their own 49-yard line. Nakoma's crowding the line of scrimmage. They will pitch to the left with Smiley. Colby Smiley has a little seam. He is loose inside the 40 at the 30. And Smiley is down at the Nokomis 25-yard line. Gain of 26.
No flag.
If
way
the
back.
Play stands. Let's see. Going to be a hold on Oakwood to bring it back.
Well,
the flag resting at the Nokomis 39-yard line.
For Oakwood, it's been the holding calls, Tim. For Nakomis, it's been the pass interference calls that really destroyed some huge plays.
That's going to wind up being a gain of two from their 49 to the Nakomis 49, but it was a big gain called back. They had a touchdown called back early in the ball game. Now a big first down run called back. 10 minutes, third quarter. Harrison under center. They will hand off to Smiley. Then he slips it off on the inside to carry it. He's loose. Oh, a high step, and he's free inside the 25. They hand it to Smiley, and then Carey coming around from his left takes the handoff down inside the 25 to the 24. That was a nifty little play right there.
That was a nifty play. Things can go wrong if some lineman gets in there, but it worked out well for Oakwood.
Gain of 25 on that play for Carey. 9:40 for the third quarter. Oakwood on the move, leading by two touchdowns. Harrison will hand to Smiley running left. Colby Smiley bounces outside, and he has entered the Severs recruitment red zone, powered by Severs and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Severs. Online at SeversEquipment.com. As Smiley carries down inside the 15 to about the 14, that's a gain of 10. Back-to-back first down carries, first from Carey. And now from Smiley. So Oakwood doing what they talked about in the locker room. Come out and establish that run game on this opening drive. Nakoma's almost had him stopped on third down. But Smiley was able to pick up the first down. They hand it off inside to Klaus. And he works his way forward down inside the 10 to about the 9. Call it a gain of 5. This will be the 8th play of the drive for Oakwood. A little more than 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Nakoma's defense needs a turnover. Clock running, 8:40, third quarter. Harrison back under center. Motions a man left to right. They will hand to Klaus. Gavin Klaus running hard right. Spins away, and he is into the end zone for the Comet touchdown. Spun away from the last contact, a 9-yard touchdown for Gavin Klaus at the 8:33 mark of the third quarter. So Oakwood takes the opening drive of the second half right down the field for a touchdown.
Well, Oakwood Comets come up with that opening drive that you didn't want to see happen if you're in Nakoma's fan, because that is tough to come back from the three scores.
Extra point try now for Oakwood. It's 20-0 right now. 50 in Oakwood. Snap is low, rolls back, and they're going to have to improvise now. And Nakoma's able to snow it under back at the 15-yard line. So the try is no good. 8:33 for the third quarter. Oakwood scores right out of the locker room. They lead Nokomis 20-0. We're back with the Comet kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at 50 in Oakwood High School. The Comets score right out of the locker room here, and they lead 20-0. So, Nokomis, they need points, and they need them quickly here to start the third quarter. They have not been able to get much going offensively here tonight. It's been tough sledding since the opening kickoff. That kick is driven low right down the heart of the field. Going to be picked up by Lyons inside the 5-yard line. Lyons returns out across the 20-25. And he will have his progress stopped right there. Takes a host of purple shirts to get him down. They'll mark him at the 26 with 8:25 to play in the third quarter. Your Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering Drive Summary for Oakwood. 8 plays, 63 yards in 3 minutes and 25 seconds. A 9-yard touchdown run from Gavin Klaus. Extra point, no good. 20-0 Oakwood at the 8:33 mark of the third quarter. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings Drive Summary in Carthenville since 1854. Carthenville will be in Mount Carmel tomorrow. We'll have live coverage at 1:45. Here on FM 106. They're going to pitch to Lyons. He's going to throw back, and it is incomplete. He was looking for Tocetti, and Tocetti kind of found a seam there, but the ball was underthrown. The flag is out in the backfield. We'll also have North Mac at Vandalia tomorrow, live at 1:45 on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. We'll stream that at WSMIRadio.com. And roughing the passer on Oakwood, Carl, doesn't have to be the quarterback. Anybody yep. throwing the ball. And that time, Jansen, the tailback, was the thrower on the halfback pass, and he got hit late to a roughing the passer penalty.
I'll give Nokomis a first down.
A big penalty. Going to move the ball out across the Nokomis 40 to the 41 on the 15-yard penalty. And is that something that can get Nokomis jump-started here? They need a spark. They need something.
Like I say, they put a couple first downs here and there, but they've not put a long, sustained drive on this field yet.
Tocetti comes under center, double wing set behind him. Alex going to go straight back. He's going to throw off his back foot, sets up the screen to Jansen, and Jansen takes a big hit out across the 45 at the 46, a gain of 5 for Jansen. As Tocetti has been on the back pedal about every time he's dropped back to pass tonight.
This is true, and that does make it a little tough on the passer. Remember, one of his best passes was Helter Skelter. He had to run for his life for a long time, and I think, thankfully, a receiver came back for him, and he could hit. I think it was Hill that made the catch.
It was. Second and 5 for Nokomis, down by 20. 7:40 for the third quarter. I formation behind Tocetti. Alex Tocetti will hand it off to Lyons. Adam Lyons makes the first guy miss, dives across midfield. He's close to first down yardage at the 50 and Oakwood 49-yard line. And they will mark him a little bit short. Nope, they're going to give him the first down now. They were a chain link short on a fourth down.
Well, I wouldn't
the
want
first
to see
down.
That one measured either.
First and 10, Nokomis. The big roughing the passer penalty has helped on this drive. 7:20 for the third quarter. I formation behind Tocetti. They'll give to the first man through Jansen, and Ryan Jansen dives inside the Oakwood 45 down to the 44 for a gain of 5. 7 minutes for the third quarter. Opening night of the postseason.
Yeah, Nokomis has not got into the Seavers red zone.
They've been close.
Close was that 1 inch short of that 30-yard mark.
I formation for Tocetti. He comes under center. He will hand to Lyons. Adam Lyons gets wrapped up almost by the shoulders and slung down sideways. He gets down to the Oakwood 41, gain of 3. He'll be a long yard shy of the first down. 6.5 minutes. For the third quarter. And this is a drive, Carl, where Nokomis can take their time. You want to get
sure.
points. But if they get points here, then they're going to have to think about moving a little bit quicker. Because this game's going to disappear in a hurry. The style of these two teams does not lend itself to quick points. Double wing to Tocetti. He will give it off. Think that's Jansen on the carry. And that is a first down, as down to about the 37-yard line, a gain of 4. Halfway through the third quarter already, and it's the first time Nokomis has had the football. And that's what we're talking about in this
right.
low possession game, Carl.
It's going to be a combo of two things. You got to get the ball back quicker. And B, you still got to drive and get those touchdowns. After this one, you're right. They're not going to have much time if they have a nice, slow drive here.
He said he hands off to Lyons. Straight up, that's Jansen down inside the 35 to the 34, gain of 3. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. Nokomis took over with 8:25 in the third quarter after Oakwood scored a touchdown right out of the locker room. We'll be inside of 5 minutes here in just a moment. 20-0 Oakwood. Nokomis on the move here, a drive that started at their own 26, aided by a roughing the passer penalty on a halfback pass. I formation, they will hand to Lyons. Lyons tries to bounce outside.
Trouble.
The ball is out, and it's recovered by Oakwood. Jarred loose on the perimeter, recovered by Brady Howard.
Costly turnover there, Tim. Nokomis could not afford that.
Comes at the 5:02 mark of the third quarter. Boy, on a cold night at this too, Carl. Ball control becomes even harder. And that ball will be marked at Oakwood's own 37-yard line after the fumble by Lyons. Jansen will hand off to Smiley, and Smiley running hard. He almost had that ball ripped out as he crosses the Oakwood 45, gets to about the 48, a gain of 11, and a first down for Oakwood. That ball almost came out.
Yeah, they know what they got to do on the defensive side is get the ball, be it intercept or force a fumble.
And this is where you could maybe see Nokomis giving up a big play because they're trying to rip the ball out and don't get wrapped up. But at this point, you do what you got to do to get that ball loose. 4:40, third quarter. Hand off to Smiley, running left. Nice little hesitation. He's across midfield into Nokomis territory down at the 48. Gain of four there as he went from the 48 to the 48. Approaching the four-minute mark of a fast-moving third quarter. The first quarter moves quickly. The second quarter had a bit slower pace to it. Had some
odd things. That last minute took almost a half hour.
Second
changed possession five times, apparently, and yeah.
It was an odd close to the first half where Nokomis had a pick, fumbled, and then thought they had a pick at the end of the first half, pass interference, and an untimed down. Running right, that is Smiley, inside the 45, down to the 44, picks up four. 3:45 for the third quarter. Boy, they can just make this clock disappear. They take their time getting to the line, obviously not in a hurry, up 20-0 is 50 in Oakwood, a team that lost to Pena last year in the opening round by a touchdown, looking to make amends this year, and they might get a rematch with Pena next week. Pena will play
very likely
tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Point. They'll take on Red Bud. Hand off to Klaus. Runs right. And Nokomis trying to rip it out. Klaus does a good job to hold on to the football. And he's down to the Nokomis 36. A gain of 8. And that's what we were talking about. Klaus got about 3 extra yards as Nokomis came to rip the football out. Good job by Klaus to hang on the young sophomore. 3 minutes for the third quarter. Nokomis and Oakwood both went 7-2 this year. Well, Carl, when you see the style of Oakwood, it makes the fact they scored 84 points in the game even more impressive.
Yeah. You wonder. I guess every play they just scored on, basically.
Would have had to have. End around with Carey. He's got room down the left side, and Carey is out of bounds. Not before a big gain down to about the Nokomis 12. And Oakwood back in the Seavers are coming to red zone. Powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. That was a nice end around carry as Jack Carey, the senior tailback, took it all the way down to about the 10. We'll call it a gain of 26. Hand off to Klaus, and not much there for Klaus. No gain on the play. 2.5 minutes and counting for the third quarter. Nokomis had the ball just once in the quarter to this point. Oakwood got the ball to start the second half, a touchdown drive that took 3:25. Nokomis held the ball for over 3 minutes before they fumbled. And now Oakwood on the move. Harrison flushed outside the 20. He's going to tuck and run, drives towards the end zone, and he is short and a flag out, though, in the area of offensive holding, and it is coming back. Second time Harrison's had a run called back on him.
Yeah. That one, I think, is seen from the line of scrimmage. When the Comas blitzer came in, he was free. The guy was behind him. He basically just drug him down.
Sometimes that's not a bad thing either.
Yeah, I mean, that was a holding to save his guy in the open field.
Harrison might be thinking, wait a minute, another one got called back, then he'll see the tape tomorrow and
right.
say, thank you. Oakwood's laid a couple of big hits tonight on Nokomis kids. Inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter, 20-0, Oakwood with the lead. Nokomis is in a tough spot now. Second and 25. Ball spotted back at the 26.
Oh, blitz. Got him.
That is Adam Lyons as he was in the backfield on the snap. Harrison had no chance.
Yeah, he anticipated that snap count perfectly.
He had it timed up and sacks Harrison back at the 30 for a loss of four. 80 seconds for quarter number three. The third down and 28 for Oakwood. They can get a first down at the two. Harrison under center. Nokomis jump.
Oh, boy.
Hard count.
That's not something you should
do. Kester Cook to come across the line. That'll cost them 5 yards and make it third and 23. Well, if you had a play for third and 28, you got one for third and 23.
Yeah. But maybe they didn't. They needed that 5 yards.
Well, that could make the difference for them. Into the final minute of the third quarter, a fast-moving third quarter. Skins touched the football just once.
Haven't thrown to their main receiver yet in this game that's completed.
Harrison will hand it to Smiley. And again, the quick little handoff to Carey. The ball came out. He got that ball away from his body, but I think he got back on top. That was the play we saw go for big yardage earlier in the drive, Carl. And that time it almost resulted in a turnover. Clock will run 25 seconds. Play clock at 30, and Oakwood should just let this clock run into the fourth quarter. A third quarter that saw Oakwood score out of the locker room to make it 20-0. Nokomis had a drive going down to the Comet 34 before they fumbled, and that's the only time Nokomis had the football in the third quarter. Three quarters in the books here in this first round 2A playoff game. It is 50 in Oakwood, 20. Nokomis nothing. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at 50 in Oakwood High School. As we go to the fourth quarter, Oakwood leading Nokomis 20-0. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this playoff action for you here on FM 106. Harrison going to the air, and it is incomplete off the fingertips of the intended target. Would have been a touchdown.
Cold weather might be blamed to that one. Looked like the had both hands on it, actually.
Carey was the intended target, and it was there.
Yeah. Well, Nokomis has kind of escaped a few of these down there in the red zone, so let's see if they can't turn it around and get some offense going.
And they get the football back when the fourth down pass goes awry. They touched the ball just once in the third quarter, so 11:53 to play in the fourth. It's the second time they've had the ball this half.
That tells you something. They're going to have to open up the playbook. They did not pass much either.
Three receivers come to the right. Four Nokomis right on cue, as Carl says. You might have to open up the playbook to Seti. He's going to set up a little wide receiver screen. Oh, what a catch. Threw it behind Landon Eagleman. Eagleman somehow made the catch, and then he does all he can to get something. He's actually going to lose yardage on the play, Carl. That was just instinct to take over and catch that ball. I don't know how he caught it.
Yeah, it was a tough catch, and it just didn't catch the defense off guard at all, though. That's
lost,
the problem.
Lost two. Well, the pass wasn't on target either. A wide receiver screen is supposed to be an extended handoff.
Right, where you're running toward the
upfield. Engelman had to turn his back to the line of scrimmage to make the catch, and by the time he did,
kind of go backwards, too, yeah.
He did. You saw the speed of that Oakwood defense. We've seen that all night, Carl. They really pursued the football. Second and 12 for Nokomis. As to Seti. Under center, rolls to his right. Going to throw on the flat. Catch is made by Jansen. And Jansen up the sideline. He has a Skins first down out of bounds at the Nokomis 39, a gain of 16. So a nice chunk play there for Nokomis. Clock stops 10:59 as Jansen got out of bounds. We've been waiting for that extended Nokomis drive. They've been able to have moments, Carl, where they get a chunk play here, a chunk play there, but they haven't been able to string it together.
They have not, because been down to the 30, 35 seems to be, and that's after a good long drive. Unfortunately, it's been where they've been stalled.
High formation behind Tossetti. Now looks Tossetti. Hands off. That is Lyons. Carries out across the 40 to the 41. Gain of two.
And you just can't afford the 2 4-yard runs anymore because of how much time they take.
That third quarter, I don't think really could have gone much faster.
Not hardly. If not for the penalties, the clock would have expired even quicker.
Carlinville at Mount Carmel tomorrow, 1:45 pregame here on FM 106. North Mac at Vandalia, 1:45 pregame tomorrow, AM 1540 and FM 106.9. The North Mac game will stream at WQSMIRadio.com. Both of those games in Class 3A. Cassetti rolling in trouble in the backfield. He's going to just throw it in the grass. And I don't think that ball got back to the line of scrimmage. There's intentional grounding.
There
here comes the flag. That's an easy call there.
If he could got it past the line of scrimmage, that would have been okay, but he couldn't get it that far.
The problem was he had a comet draped on
his
shoulder.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure that should count then, right? They might talk it over.
He's had so much pressure on him all night long. They could either call intentional grounding or call him in the grasp and sacked. He'll pick it up.
Well, wave it off.
Didn't get back to the line of scrimmage,
pass.
But a receiver in the area.
Well, it could be just because of the defender throwing him down. He couldn't get the ball out of his hand well enough. It's still got to be an intentional grounding.
But if the ball doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage, though.
If the defender forced you into, you see what I'm saying?
I do.
And he actually probably did throw him down, so he couldn't. I'm guessing that.
And it's been kind of that night for Alex Tossetti. Every time he drops back to pass.
Oh, he's been chased.
You got the purple people eaters coming after him.
He's done a good job in escaping.
Tossetti, little play action, rolls to his right, sets, throws, looking for Engelman, and it takes Engelman out of bounds.
Well,
he was triple covered there. The flag come out?
Oh, yeah. He had his arms up and just face guarded him all the way.
That'll be pass interference on 50 in Oakwood. The defender just drove Engelman right out of bounds. 10:06 for the ball game. Clock will stop on the penalty, and it will be pass interference on Oakwood. We've seen Nokomis whistle
three
a number
them.
Of times tonight.
Yes.
First on 50 in Oakwood.
Yeah, if he would have turned around or anything, Tim, but he just put his arms up and kind of ran over the receiver.
That'll be automatic every time.
Yeah, that's automatic in all leagues. High school, college, and pros.
The ball now will be spotted at the Oakwood 44-yard line. 10:06 for the ball game. Can Nokomis get something quickly here? Score quick here. Maybe recover an onside kick or get a quick turnover. We've seen Nokomis able to force the turnovers tonight. Tossetti under center. He's going to throw. Hit on the release, and it's underthrown as he took a big shot. Not surprising that ball was underthrown because he had pressure right up the middle, right through the A-gap. Came the pressure that time.
He had the receiver, but, yeah, he just had to get rid of it as he was getting hit and had no chance of completing it.
Elijah Harden came right through and blew him up. Clock will stop, 10:02 for the ball game. Ball spotted at the Oakwood 44. Four down territory, obviously, for Nokomis. Eye formation behind Tossetti. Alex will hand to Lyons. Adam Lyons makes a cut, and then he is brought down. The ball came out. It was ripped away. They're going to say Lyons was down, though. Yeah, sure looked like he was down. Another big hit, though, from Elijah Harden. He wrapped him up high and kind of slung him down. Ball came out, but it was whistled dead immediately. Got down to the 42-yard line. 9:45, clock is running for the ball game. 20-0 Oakwood. Nokomis going to basically need a a miracle type of situation now. Down three scores. Run dominant offense. Third and seven. DeSetti going to roll to his right. Looking, has time, pressured, steps away. He's going to unload and too tall. He was looking for Nolan Ernst on the near sideline, in and out of Ernst's hands as he had to elevate to make that catch. And at 5-5, he couldn't haul it in. It'll bring up fourth and seven.
Tostetti is doing a heck of a job of buying time to try and give his receivers a chance to get open. But, boy, the pressure's there real quick.
He's run a couple miles tonight.
Yeah, yes. Has to make a move almost every time just to dodge a tackler.
So here we go. Fourth and seven. A got to convert for Nokomis. Down 20 to nothing. 9:21 to play in the ball game. Got to have a first down here and now. Pacetti under center. Motions Lions right to left. Alex Trebek. Pressure again. Slips. Steps up. The ball is out. That one is intercepted. The ball slipped out of his hand and it was picked out of midair by Oakwood.
That's what they call an interception.
I think
he was trying to fling it to a receiver downfield while he's being hit.
But once again, Carl, pressure immediately on Tassetti. He had nowhere to go.
A free blitzer came through again, so he had to divert probably from his original plan of where he is passing to.
And that's been a consistent theme tonight. When Alex Tassetti has dropped back to pass, he has had pressure almost as soon as he takes the snap and one step back. And Nokomis wants a timeout. 9:13 for the ball game. Oakwood in control over Nokomis. 50 and Oakwood leads 20 to nothing. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, 9:13 for the ball game. Oakwood has the ball in a 20-point lead. First and 10 at their own 45. Harrison will pitch left to Smiley. Smiley running to the left, and Nokomis does a good job to shut him down. But now Smiley stays in his feet and drags the pile out near midfield. Wow, he took three Nokomis players on a ride right there. And Colby Smiley has had a nice ball game.
He has indeed, but, the Nokomis defense has done a good job per carry against a lot of these good running backs. For Smiley, let's say that's 41 yards.
And Smiley's injured on the play. He's slow to get up. It was right on the Oakwood sideline. He is on his feet on the sideline in a lot of pain. Looks like he's favoring that left ankle. Well, he's going to limp back towards the bench. He's in a lot of pain. He'll take a seat. 8:25 for the ball game. Harrison will give it off to Klaus. Hit in the backfield, gets away from that, now plows forward across midfield down to the 48 of Nokomis. 2-yard gain, but he was hit in the backfield. Looked like for sure he'd be brought down, but he was able to shed that tackler. And that kind of sums up the night, if you will, Carl. Nokomis is getting hit in the backfield and can't shed defenders. Oakwood, one of the rare times Nokomis gets in the backfield, makes a miss and gets positive yards. Third and four for Oakwood. They need the Nokomis 45 for a first down. Skins crash hard, and they came across.
Way across, yeah.
They got across the line on the hard count from Harrison, and that'll be a free first down for Oakwood. Move the ball inside Nokomis's 45 down to the skin 43. Clock running, 7:40 for the ball game. Twenty to nothing, Oakwood. They've scored a touchdown on each of the first three quarters. The 1:13 mark of the opening quarter, the 4:03 mark of the second quarter, then the first drive out of the gate in the third quarter at the 8:33 mark.
Up even a little more of the game clock now.
7:15 for the ball game. Harrison will hand it off, hit in the backfield, and a nice play made there by Quentin Jameson. As the carry that time went to Blaine McCord, and Jameson did a good job to shut it down. No gain on the play.
But even these no gains are eating up a good 30 seconds of the clock or more.
Oakwood don't need points now.
Nope.
They just need ball possession and let that clock churn. 6:40 for the contest. Harrison fakes the pitch. He's going to throw. Looking down the field, double coverage, and it is incomplete. Looking for Elijah Harden there, but Nokomis had two defenders right on him, and that'll stop the clock with 6:36 to play. That's an interesting play call on this spot.
I think they thought that'd be wide open, Tim. Sure enough, it was double covered.
Well, first off,
but
Harrison
you do
faked
let
the pitch
clock.
To a running back that wasn't there.
Yes.
Third and 10 for Oakwood. From the Nokomis, 43. Harrison will pitch. That is Smiley, and he'll make a spin move and gets down to the 41-yard line, a gain of two, and I think the ankle's okay. If you can put your foot in the ground and make a spin move like that. Now, he might not be okay tomorrow, but the adrenaline right now is pumping just fine. We're approaching the midway point of the fourth quarter. Fourth and eight, play clock at 25, game clock at 6:10. Oakwood has not punted tonight.
Been turnover or fourth down turnover either way. Or score.
Or score.
Yeah.
We've done that three times. Play clock down to seven. Game clock at 5:50. Oakwood's going to go for it on fourth and eight. Nokomis jumped offside again with 1 second on the play clock. Nokomis jumps. It won't give Oakwood a first down, but it'll make it fourth and three.
It does make it much more manageable.
And I'll put it that, Carl, that's just probably a little bit of frustration for Nokomis. The game hasn't gone the way you wanted it to go tonight. You think, okay, they're going to snap the ball at one. You come across,
yes.
And they didn't snap the ball.
And they might not have been planning on snapping the ball at all. Take the penalty and punt. Who knows?
Fourth and three now from the Nokomis 36. They will snap the ball here. They give it to Klaus running left, and he has the Oakwood first down at the 32. Needed three, got four.
Well, Klaus has been the big runner of the day, 80 yards now.
He's had a nice ball game. Klaus and Smiley have been the difference makers in this ball game for 50 and Oakwood.
Combined 123 yards of rushing, and then remember Smiley has 66 yards on a reception. So together, pushing the old 200 yard mark.
That's a good combo. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. 20 to nothing, 50 and Oakwood with the lead. Opening round of the 2A playoffs. Play clock down to 10. Brett Harrison just staring that play clock down in the north end zone. He's doing a good job of working the clock. 4:45 for the ball game, and now a whistle. Did someone move early? It's going to be offside on Nokomis. Third offside on Nokomis on this drive. How to move the ball down to the 27.
Boy.
A lot of football for you tomorrow on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We've got Carlinville, Mount Carmel here on FM 106 at 145. North Mac and Vandalia on AM 1540 and FM 106.9 at 145. The Illini hosting Rutgers tomorrow at 130 on 105.3 The Ox.
Bold bids. Got to win those games.
Got to have that. You've won two in a row. You can't lose to Rutgers at home.
You would hope not.
They will pitch to Smiley running left, and Colby Smiley turns it upfield, gets down inside the 25 to about the 22, a gain of five.
But their win for Wisconsin was an impressive win. Played pretty well against a Michigan team.
Can they keep it going? We'll find out tomorrow. 2:30 kick, 1:30 pregame on 105.3 The Ox. We'll have sports Saturday, 9:03 tomorrow morning. Had a conversation with Staunton cross-country coach Steve Moore earlier in the week. Of course, Lydia Roller and Staunton getting set to run in the cross-country sectional tomorrow. We'll talk to Steve Moore about that. Also, conversations with Carlinville head coach Chad Easterday and North Mac head coach Pat Bowman tomorrow on Sports Saturday 9:03 here on FM 106. Here's Klaus running to the right. Flag comes out. That was at the end of the run. That'll stop the clock with 3:38 to play in the ball game. We've seen a number of flags here tonight on this chilly night in Eastern Illinois. And it will be illegal block on 50 in Oakwood.
And pretty much the same thing. 10-yard penalty.
That'll move the football back across the 25 to about the 27, and the clock will run. 3.5 minutes for the game. So Nokomis, their first playoff appearance since 2014. They're going to have to wait at least another year to get their first playoff win since 2006. It's been a rough night for Nokomis. They have just had trouble moving the ball offensively. The defense played pretty well.
They did. Came up with some key plays.
They faked the pitch. They're going to throw down the seam wide open and dropped. Oh, it was a surefire touchdown. Josh Young dropped it. After he dropped it, he just kind of dove face first into the ground. Wide open. 3:08 for the ball game. Really the only blown coverage Nokomis has had tonight.
Oh, that was an open receiver for sure.
3:08 for the game. Second and 17 now for 50 in Oakwood. It's been a great year for Nokomis. They're going to finish 7-3 on the year, but back in the postseason for the first time in 5 years. They pitch to Klaus running left, and with his vision, he cuts it inside and gets inside the 25 down to the 24. Of course, right now, the way the system's set up, Carl, anytime you make the playoffs in football, it is a great season, and we've got an injured Nokomis player down on the field at the 25-yard line. 2:51 to play in the ball game. 50 and Oakwood leading Nokomis 20-0. We'll step aside. We'll come back following these messages on WQSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at 50 and Oakwood High School as the injured Nokomis player continues to be tended to on the field. Looks like cramps, Carl, is what it looks like to me. We don't like to speculate about these types of things, but the way they're working out the calf there sure looks like a cramp. And if you've never had a cramp, it hurts.
Absolutely.
There's no other way to put it than that. It just flat hurts. Paul Watson is out there right now as he continues to be worked on. I've never actually gotten a number on the Nokomis player, but it appears to be a cramping situation. And as you mentioned during the break there, Carl, these Nokomis kids are going both ways most of
them. Sure. Most kids are, and that's a lot of running up and down the field and giving all you got. It usually catches up with you sooner or later.
And the cramping Nokomis player, Tanner Woolard, the young sophomore. A lot of sophomores on this roster for Nokomis. They'll say goodbye, of course, to some very productive seniors, but they got a good sophomore class that will be returning next year. And who knows what the playoff system will look like in a couple of years, but as of now, if you make the playoffs, you had a great year. And for Nokomis, back in the postseason, all season long, they talked about we got to get to 6. We don't want to mess
right
with 5 and the points. As it turned out this year, the playoff point total was low enough. It wouldn't matter. But to win 7 other 9 games this year, a fantastic year for Nokomis. Just here tonight, they could not get that run game going against this very stingy Oakwood defense. So Woolard off the field, 3rd and 13 for Oakwood. Clock running 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Play clock down to 5. Rhett Harrison's done a good job of working that clock here. Now a whistle, and Oakwood takes a timeout with 1 second on the play clock. 20-0, 50 and Oakwood with the lead over Nokomis. We'll come back to 50 and Oakwood High School following these messages on WQSMI. 3rd and 13 and a blindside blitz, and Quentin Jamison blows up Rhett Harrison that time. Really the first big hit Nokomis has had tonight.
Big hit for a big loss.
And Jamison was unblocked off the edge. 6 foot, 200-pound senior came exploding off that right defensive end position, and nobody touched him. About an 8-yard loss. That feels good as a defensive player, though, Carl. When
it
you see
does.
No one touched me, and the quarterback don't see me. I'm going to get him.
He definitely got a good lick in.
100. Though,
unfortunately, time-wise, it's costing a lot of time.
100 seconds for the ball game. So 50 and Oakwood going to advance into the second round. They will await the winner of tomorrow's game between Pena and Redbud. If Pena wins, then 50 and Oakwood will head to Pena for the second straight year. If Redbud were to spring the upset, then Oakwood would be heading to Redbud. But that's a tall order tomorrow for Redbud. Pena will be hosting them at 2 o'clock, and Payne is a good ball club.
Yes.
Just one loss on the year. That came to Vandalia, and that was a ball game, I think a 10-point ball game late in the year. It'll be interesting to see how the South Central teams fare. They'll be in action tomorrow. Vandalia hosting North Mac. We'll have that live on AM 1540 and FM 106.9 at 145. Carlin DeVille will be at Mount Carmel live at 145 right here on FM 106. Vandalia, they will be in action tomorrow, as we said, with North Mac. And then you've got Greenville hosting Quincy, Notre Dame, Pena hosting Redbud. Oakwood punts it away. The punter wound up on the ground. They want a penalty, but I'm not sure why.
Looked like there's just a little shoving at way after the play was over, and the punter being small fell down.
That can happen. A minute 28 for the ball game. 20-0. Oakwood going to win just their fourth playoff game in school history here tonight. And you know, after the tough game last year at DePena, a touchdown loss, they would love to get on the crack at the DePena Panthers.
And they just might. Good luck chance DePena wins tomorrow.
Oh, I'd be surprising if they didn't.
Right. Though, it is playoff football.
Anything
there's always a
happen.
Few surprises.
Yes, it is. Every year. Tassetti under center. Final 88 seconds of Nokomis' season here. Alex Tassetti rolls to his left. Has time, throws over the middle, and incomplete. A little bit behind his intended target, Nolan Earth, but that might be a ball that could have been caught.
Good. Again, Tassetti running for his life.
And quite honestly right now, Carl, if you're Alex Tassetti, 80 seconds left, just don't get hurt
yes,
for basketball at this point.
Well, I understand that, too, yeah. And that's in general rules, too.
Yeah.
He's reason to get hurt, period.
No, he's not thinking that way, but I'm thinking that way. Steve Kimbrough somewhere is thinking that way. Of course, Steve Kimbrough, his last year coming up for Nokomis. The Hall of Fame career of Steve Kimbrough will come to a close this year, and that will be, I don't think he's going to enjoy kind of the farewell tour aspect that he's about to go through,
yeah.
But he's going to get it. One of the greats. 80 seconds for the ball game, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Nokomis. Carl, we're going to keep it right here, and for Nokomis, back in the playoffs for the first time since 2014. Their season going to come to a close here tonight, but let's look ahead to tomorrow. Carlin DeVille will be at Mount Carmel. 2 o'clock kick live at 145 here on FM 106. Long trip for Carlin DeVille, but, you know, you often say the running game will travel, and they will certainly be taking that running game with Colton DeLong across the state tomorrow.
Definitely will be. We know Carlinville's established a very solid running game, but still has the ability to pass if need be.
And this is a matchup tomorrow between two perennial power type of programs. Carlinville has over 640 program wins. Mount Carmel has over 630 program wins. So traditionally, these are two teams that are used to being in this spot, and that will be a lot of fun tomorrow. It'll be the third meeting all time between the two. They've split the first two meetings. This will be the second time Carlinville has traveled to Mount Carmel. I think 1988 was the year. I think that was the year. I've got it written down somewhere. But Quinn Steiner was on that team.
Yeah, sounds right. I was probably there. Me and Stan McCaslin, maybe. 88, yep.
Well, we'll be there tomorrow. We'll be leaving bright and early.
Yeah.
Sleep fast, Carl, as Mike Shannon would say.
Sleep fast. Get it over with.
Here is a throw from Connor Overby, and the adjustment is almost made by Alex Tassetti as he turned into the receiver that time. There was three purple Comet jerseys around there, and Tassetti did a nice job to come back to that football and knock it loose. Third and 10 for Nokomis.
Well, Alex took a heck of a shot after he threw the ball, if you did not see it.
I did not see that.
Oh,
no.
He wailed the ball and then got drilled to the ground. So he'll be feeling that one.
Overby at quarterback. Tassetti lined up wide to the right. Connor Overby. He's going to throw it deep, looking for Tassetti. Underthrown and intercepted by Jack Carey, and he'll be thrown down right around midfield. So Overby, the young sophomore, most likely the quarterback of the future, entered out and got picked off with 62 seconds to play in the ball game, and a couple of knees now, and Oakwood will officially be on to the second round. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30, then Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk to Cavalier head coach Chad Easterday. We'll talk to North Mac head coach Pat Bowman. Also, we'll bring you a conversation with Staunton cross-country coach Steve Moore as Lydia Roller and crew get set to run in the cross-country sectionals tomorrow. And they're thankful that the weather will be better tomorrow than it was last week for the regional. That was nasty last week.
Ooh, it was nasty.
Of course, Nokomis played their season finale in a driving rainstorm a week ago and won it 8-0. Not ideal conditions, to say the least. So Nokomis going to come up and see their season end here this evening. 20-0 will be the final. The defense couldn't have done much more. A couple of big plays hurt them, but the defense forced some turnovers. The offense just could not get anything going consistently with the run game. And you give the Oakwood defense credit, Carl. They came out early, and they set the tone, and they said, you're not going to run on us tonight.
That's true. And, you know, the Comets might be one of the few teams that never did get the receivers to the red zone, quite honestly. Never got in it. They were there twice, down to the 30, but could not get to the 20.
One more game for Oakwood, and that is it. 50 in Oakwood shuts out Nokomis here in the first round of the 2A playoffs. 20-0 the final. The teams will meet at midfield to shake hands. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. As the teams complete their handshakes at midfield, Nokomis will head to the south end zone for the final time this year as their season comes to a close at 7-3. And, Carl, all in all, a good year for Nokomis.
Good year for Nokomis. Just a tough loss here today. They gave it a good try on the defense. I mean, they actually had quite a few great stops there against Oakwood, down in the 20-yard zone twice, basically, and stopped them. So holding them to 20 was impressive in a lot of ways. And when you look at the stats, Oakwood had so many yards comparably, you got to just say, wow, they did a good job in that respect. But couldn't find a way themselves to score.
When you look at season averages, they gave up 20. On the year, they gave up 21 per game.
And this is a playoff team.
Oakwood scored 38 on the year
per
game. And you held them to 20 tonight, but they just could not find a way to score. They only had a couple of drives where they really got moving, but they could never sustain anything offensively. And the credit goes to the 50 and Oakwood defense. They did a great job, Carl, of really winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. There weren't a lot of openings for the Nokomis tailbacks to operate with tonight.
In fact, when you start the game, you remember, it looked bad right off the bat because it looked like Nokomis was gaining yards. They was losing yards because they were getting hit in the backfield and making breaking a tackle or two and losing a yard. It's like, oh, that's not a good sign. The line of scrimmage is being owned by Oakwood. So they actually improved that, but not enough to get that line, that drive all the way from one end of the field to the other into the end zone.
As we look at some of the numbers, first for the Oakwood Comets, Carl, and it really was the Gavin Close and the Colby Smiley show here tonight for Oakwood. They were the two main contributors on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, because you take Smiley's 53 yards of rushing, but then you throw in his 66 yards of one catch touchdown. And he's over 100 yards, and Gavin Kloss runs for 84 yards, and he catches a 20-yard touchdown pass. Both players, 100 yards plus on receiving and rushing. That's the key. 86 passing yards for Harrison. And really, those two were the difference in the game. They also ate up the entire clock with all those runs.
Nokomis had the ball one time in the third quarter.
Right.
It was a 14-0 game. At the half, Oakwood came out, scored a touchdown right out of the gate in the third quarter. It was an 8-play, 63-yard drive that took 3:25. Then Nokomis got the football, had a drive working, got down to the Oakwood 34, and fumbled. That came at the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. They didn't get the ball back again until early in the fourth quarter. And in a low possession game like this, it was just too much to overcome for Nokomis as 50 and Oakwood wins it 20-0. Oakwood now 8-2 on the year, and they will get the winner of tomorrow's game between Pena and Redbud. If Redbud springs the upset, Oakwood will travel to Redbud. We expect Pena to win, in which case 50 and Oakwood would return to Pena, the side of last year's first round loss to the Pena Panthers 28-21. Of course, more football still to come tomorrow. A couple of 3A first-round games for you. Carthenville will be at Mount Carmel, 2 o'clock kick. Live coverage 1:45 tomorrow afternoon right here on FM 106. North Mac will be at Vandalia, 2 o'clock kick, 1:45 pregame on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. We'll stream the North Mac Vandy game online as well at WSMIRadio.com. Sports Saturday tomorrow, 9:03. We'll talk area football. We'll talk about some of the happenings in the IHSA this past week. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. And, of course, Fighting Illini football tomorrow, 1:30, hosting Rutgers on 105.3. The Oxford Crawl Fighting Illini basketball begins next week. We'll have them on the air Tuesday night, I think 6 o'clock pregame. Of course, you can find all Fighting Illini athletics all season long on 105.3 The Ox, and our broadcast schedule posted for you online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. The final again, 50 in Oakwood, beats Nokomis in the first round of the 2A playoffs 20-0. Thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible throughout the year and the postseason. So thanks to all of our sponsors. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. That is going to wrap it here from 50 in Oakwood High School. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from 50 in.